Blog Talk Radio.
Like it or not. Like it or not. Like the lane. Like it or not. You're in tune too. Like it or not. Like it or not. Like the lane. Like it or not. Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. Love shouts goes out to Derek Ferguson, Sharice Sturkiel, Pamela Seeley, Sonny Johnson, Eric Booty, and Janie Johnson. I also have to give a heavenly love shout to a great entertainer, Edie Gourmet, who passed away at the age of 84. And also another special love shout to new dad, Brendan Jackson, my brother from Ireland, who has twins, baby Ryan and baby Lee. Much love to you, man. Congratulations, and much love to Ryan and Lee. And much love to each and every one of you all. Thank you all for joining me for another edition of Team Lion AU. You all know, man, how we get down. We have MT, Mike T. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know Just Talk About It 2012, the Mike and Nikki show. He's right here. He's right over here. We got him, and I'm glad to call him not just a talented guy, a cool dude, but I'm glad to call him my friend and my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike T.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for that great introduction. How's everything going? And, man, as a man, I feel honored.
Well, man, it's an honor to have you over here, man, and just getting down with Team Lion, man, for the first time as a guest, a very special guest, man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I have to get you on my show. I've been wanting to talk to you for months, and we finally were able to make this happen. So it's an honor. I'm glad to be here with you. Man, and just wow, and you know how it goes. So.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Yes. Hey, by the way, congratulations on your show. Just Talk About It 2012. Hey, man, shout out to the community out there, you know. And
hello, community. I just have to say hello, my community. And even if they are not catching the show live, I always let them know you catch the archive. And if you are listening in the archive, hello, community, and just hi.
All right. Hey, give us the Team Lion show as Team Lion fans out there. Tell everybody when they can tune into your show and where.
Well, so far, the show normally airs on Wednesdays and Thursdays. Right now, I'm still working out the different time slots. Right now, we're focusing on the 3:30, and then I kind of miss the 10:30, you know, that 10:30 slot. So I'm going back and forth, and trying to bring fresh ideas and a better time for everyone to enjoy the show. So, but usually Wednesdays, Thursdays, 3:30 or 10:30. And, you know, if anyone wants to catch the show, they could always email me at justtalkaboutit2012@gmail.com. Maybe you could help me get out, you know, get and say, I like 3:30 better versus 10:30 or so on, different things like that.
All right, great information. They can also follow you on Facebook as well, right? Your show is on Facebook.
That is correct. I do have the Facebook group, Just Talk About It 2012. It's an open group, so you could put it in the search engine, join it, start the conversation, or either if you have anything you want to talk about, or you want to talk about anything that's anything from up under the sun, you're more than happy to post it inside the group and let's talk about it. Or if it's something that you would like to make a show topic, feel free, you know, to post it in the group and we could work on it. And if you would like to be on a future episode, let me know and we could work on it, get it out there. And like I said, the basis of the Just Talk About It 2012 is to talk about it and it's for the community.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to say. That's what makes your show so unique and incredible, because it's basically like it's a people's show. There's so many shows that keeps a distance, like, hey, we're over here, but yet your show is a people's show and it's in the community. That's a very special way of going about doing your show.
Oh, thank you. It was an idea that has bounced around in my head for many years, and I just wanted to do something different, because it's you know, everybody, they have their agenda and they have what they want to push, but I just felt as though people say that I have this wonderful voice and this voice and say something, or it's an authoritative type voice, say something. Mm-hmm. So why not represent the community? That's what it's all about. And at the end of the day, no matter what's going on in the world, you still have to come back home to the community. You still have to talk to the people in the community, because a lot of people are not they are not afraid to voice their opinion, but they are afraid to speak up. So
yes,
why not do the talking point?
Ooh, now that's what's up. That's Mike T. Now I'm gonna open up. So we're talking about Just Talk About It. You all can join in and just talk about it. I'll have the information in just a few minutes, but I want to talk to Michael real quick about your show itself. Now, what are your funniest moments? Because you had some great moments. Now, you all catch, I guess he talked about the archives, so you all be sure to catch that. But what were your greatest moments, and what was your funniest moment of the show?
Well, you know, I still feel that every show is still a work in progress. And you put the question out there, and I tried to go back and I tried to go back, and I think all of them are great, because my show topics went from the Chicago teacher strike to everyday people to even around Chicagoland. So I think all of them were great. Even the relationship shows. It was so hard to try to narrow it down just to pick one, and it was so hard. And I was like, I can't do it.
I got to admit, that was a very hard question, because yes, it is some great moments on that show. Lots of moments. It's just hard to really kind of like put it down and just say, okay, this is my one and only funniest moment or greatest moment. That's very, very difficult to do.
Now, I can say the more touching moment, and it still has my heart, it's about the Chicago violence. And sometimes I'm so saddened because it's still going on, and it still exists, and it's just like, you say, well, wow, this is deja vu, and it's going on again, but now it's going on to a level where either it's out of control or it's beyond control. And so it's like, when is it going to end? And that one, sometimes I have to turn off the news, or I have to disassociate myself with social media, because I'm surrounded by it. And I think yes. that, to be really honest, I'm so tired of talking about it because yes. it exists. It's in our face. It's right. It's left. It's front. It's back. And as you know, I just want it to be a solution to a problem. And I will keep talking about it until something changes or something gives. So that, I think, will be the what grabs my heart the most. And, it, you know, that right there, the violence, and not only Chicago, you have the bigger cities, the inner cities, that are also yeah. experiencing the same thing. So it's just the killing of our young people. And that right. just... That gets me.
Yeah, I totally understand, bro. Hey, we have a caller, but I'm going to also tell everybody out there, if you all want to join me, Mike T, Just Talk About It 2012, come on, give us a call. Area code 347-826-9357. Area code 347-826-9357. 5-7. We will get the caller on board as soon as I ask you this question, Mike.
Okay.
You were talking about the violence. Now, we have a mayor who closed down schools. They made a safe passage for kids to go to the schools to cross over into the war zone areas. Mm-hmm. And recently, a poor guy. An innocent bystander was murdered. So we're going to talk about that, but we're going to also bring in this caller and see if they can join us. I would say Like It or Not / Just Talk About It 2012. Like It or Not, you're on the air.
Hey, what's up? Mike D, man. This is your boy Joe Neckbone, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How's everything?
Yo, man, just like I told you, man, making an event. And I'll catch it, man. So I'm here, brother.
great. I'm glad that you have joined us. And I'm so glad that you asked the question. And you know you're still part of the community. This is one of the great community contributors. And just oh wow. But I mean, we'll do another show.
Yeah. You know, I've just been busy, you know, doing our thing, man. We got our show pumping. We just crossed over 300 shows in the can, man. So I'm telling you, stick with it, bro. You know, it gets beautiful, okay. man. Once you build that audience, they, you know, that those faithful listeners that keep coming, man, I'm telling you, mm-hmm. then Blog Talk takes on a whole new meaning, man, because they'll be calling you like, where's your show? Where's your show, B? You know, we're waiting, you know. So, you know, it gets better,
right.
believe me.
Hey, yeah,
right.
okay, great.
That-
hey. You go ahead, Mike.
Oh, did you want to add anything, or did you want to put anything out there, or did you want to add anything real quick?
Nah, man, just showing you love, man. You know, keep doing what
oh,
you
thanks.
Doing. You know,
I
keep pressing on.
That.
And like I said, yo,
pump
your show up, man. Pump it up. Don't be shy.
Okay.
Everywhere you go, man, get a T-shirt. Yo, be when you see the news interviewing people, be in the background holding up a sign, man, you know. So, you know, anything to get your name out there, man, seriously. You got nothing to
wow.
be ashamed of and everything to be proud of, bro.
Thank you, man. That's love. Thank you, man.
Yes, that's what's up. Hey, can you tell us about your show, sir?
Oh, man, I'm part of the crew on the Landscurve show, and we're on Blog Talk on Mondays and Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 9 p.m. Central. And Mondays is our open discussion. You know, call in if you just want to kick it around with us. And Fridays, we usually have a focused discussion. I don't know what the topic is this Friday, but you can catch us by searching for Lance Skirv and Blog Talk.
Okay. And you know what? Make sure you post that in the group, too. The
right,
Just Talk About It group. And post the link because, you know, that you – gave me love, inspiration, so I need for you to return the favor, you know, put it out there. And thanks for the love, man. Okay.
All right, thank you, bro.
Thank you.
And thank you. Man, that's what's up. That's what's up. Now, would you like to talk to us about it? Well, actually, he's gone, but okay. that's what's up, man. But hey, Mike T, man, that's what's up, man. That's the impact that your show has been having.
Wow, I see. I caught myself trying to take a little sneakcation or vacation, and people are like, "No, what are you doing?" So wow.
Yes,
oh, wow.
Just,
but thank you Joe. That's my community. That's love right there.
That's love. That's what's up. You know, and you see where you may think, oh well, you know, I don't know if it's going very, very well, or I don't know, and then you start looking at the impact. You're not even realizing. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're so busy thinking about, okay, let me get this done. I have to get this done. How am I going to make this show better? And all of a sudden, you get responses like this, and that's absolutely amazing.
Right. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That means that I have to keep on doing what I need to do and just address it, get out there, and get back in people's faces. And I have no problem with that. But
right.
I do want to answer your question.
Yes.
About
yes.
the mayor and the safe passage.
Yes.
You know, I'm disappointed in the city because, for one, you're closing down schools.
Right.
Two, you're really not thinking of the bottom line. The bottom line is that the life that you're impacting is each individual child who is being uprooted from
yes.
an education institution. And
mm-hmm.
so then you send them and you put them in harm's way, which is crazy. So if it was better thought out or better planned, I would have been able to accept it or deal with it a little bit more. But you, when it comes to the life and the education of a child,
yes,
how, you just cannot throw them in the fire like that.
That's
and,
right.
And, you know, this is something that you have to test. This is something that you have to work. You just can't get up in the morning and say, oh, yarn and stretch, and you still have morning breath and say, I'm going to close 50-something schools.
Oh, yes, that's
and
right.
You, I mean, you know, this is something, if you're going to do it, then plan it and have it in steps. But you just say, and then you go brush your teeth, and by the time you're through brushing your teeth, the schools are closed. It's proposed.
Yes.
It's out there. And so, and you make these students go into areas where they're not familiar with the areas,
mm-hmm.
the areas, and you have the parents who stand up and say, that's not a safe area.
Right.
But I always thought that education was supposed to be an outlet for the child to learn, to grow, and to prosper.
That's
so
what I thought.
If a child is afraid to go to school and learn, you know, they have to deal with crap on the way to
mm-hmm.
school, isn't that disrupting that child's life?
Yeah.
So.
That's right. That's what I thought.
I just thought that was special. And then you can tell it wasn't planned and it wasn't thought out right.
It sure
because
wasn't.
Because now you just hire over, I think they were looking for over 200 plus people for this Safe Passage program. But now you are just now hiring when school starts on the 26th of August. So you're telling me that you're now hiring these people
now.
And you have to train them. And how are you going to train them on 2 weeks?
Oof.
2 weeks when
two
school
weeks.
Starts? Seriously? Really?
2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah, right. Okay. Right.
Exactly. Oh, goodness.
So that means that you're just putting a body there to to pacify the parents to make them feel better, which,
there you go.
In my mind, bullshit. This,
right.
bullshit. Okay. And, but you were into the politics, and I know you probably saw the thing where they had, where you could slap Hillary Clinton. And when
yes.
I saw that, I was like, why they gotta slap Hillary? Hillary, well, whatever. But they need to put the mayor in there and just take hands and just put every child's name who has to go through this or had to school
right.
post or the teachers. How would you lay off all of these teachers? 3,000. 3,000. Are you serious?
Most in U.S. history.
But you want to put he's putting that stadium for what university is that?
Right.
Who said that the city of Chicago needed trees on King
right.
Drive over there
okay.
by Chicago State or
right.
on Western Avenue? But now, and now they're putting up speed cameras to catch the people going 35 or, in school zones.
Right. No money.
Right. But you can't save the education system? Okay.
Right.
All right. And pretty soon, a lot of people are going to head to the suburbs, and they are going to leave Chicago because of those antics. And the schools are not getting better. They're getting worse. And for Rahm Emanuel, I just cannot.
You sound just like me. You got me fired up, Mike.
I can't. And the things that you're doing, are you really looking at the impact that you're causing? Okay. Can we say selfish?
Yes, right. And can you tell me this, Mike? How, where in the hell, we're in Chicago, the toughest neighborhoods around in Chicago, they have to go through. Where in the hell are safe passages? can you tell me that?
I think it's a name that they just created. And I think that it's just that they're just trying to pick different things to make it sound good and look good. So, I really do believe that the mayor thinks that majority of the people that live in the city of Chicago are dumb and stupid.
Right.
And so when you use those keywords, safe passage, or, it's to embetter or empower the child, or but
right.
I'm not stupid.
Right.
I did attend public school. So in Chicago. So
yes.
I know, I had the same education as the average person over the age of 40. So I do remember they did have some programs that we were guinea pigs for, but we still got the same education. We came up okay. We came out all right.
Right.
So now things have gotten worse, and I just feel that they're using it as a scapegoat, and it's just a scapegoat to try to make him look better.
That's right. You talking to me?
Right, and just why? Just why? I would love to hear his reasoning why he feels as though that this is the right time, and why would you try to shake things up when we're in the middle of a violent summer? And you
exactly.
Why? People who go to college and they study to become a teacher, it's not easy. And it's a lot of sacrifices that they're doing. And I think
right.
that it's better to become a lawyer because it's not as hard as to become a teacher. And the certification that you have to go through and different things like that. And then you finally get the job, but you're fired because the school is failing. Or you're fired because there isn't enough funding. So, wow. But I'm pretty sure by December we'll start to, something is going to be introduced, and then they're going to say, well, when you put the two and two together, that they're going to say, oh, because of this or that, and it'll come out. It will come out. But I really hate that you have to take it and rely it on the backs of children when all they want to do is learn.
And now I want to also ask you about Mr. Emanuel, Mike, because lately, you know, well, before the school closings, I feel maybe I'm wrong, but I feel that he's been demonizing teachers, basically saying, well, they're not doing a good enough job, just really putting the teachers out there saying it's their fault that teachers, but the teachers can only go with the tools that they have.
Correct.
But am I wrong to say that Rahm Emanuel is basically demonizing not only the kids and putting kids in bad situations, but demonizing teachers?
No, I would have to agree with you 100% because when, you know, I don't know, for him to be so involved in what's right and to never have set foot in the classroom, and it's, you know, that was just like how we talked about my show, and I do it for the community. How can you go to a community that you know nothing about? It's what your people are saying. It's what people around you or forecasters are coming up with. You're really not out there pounding the pavement. You're not rolling up your sleeves and getting your hands dirty inside these classrooms.
Yes.
Like the teachers are. And, you know, you're going by, well, we don't have enough money, we don't have enough money. Well, make room or make the space. Make it happen. That's just like I said, we didn't need trees in certain areas, or what they call it, the beautification project.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Why? But you're saying for every tree planted, you're not thinking about every child that has to have an education. So, you know, you want to make people's property taxes higher to pay for the shortfall of money or funds. You're not thinking. And well, you know what? Let me take that. I don't think he really cares, to be honest.
Yes.
Because if you cared, then you would make a way and make it better. So when you stepped into being a mayor, you had plenty of time to sit down and put it together. But yet and still, you're still making things easier. You know, you're making the city more beautiful and different things like that. Okay, that's fine. But if you have a bunch of uneducated children in this city, what's going to happen? What's the outcome?
There you go. That's straight up knowledge from Mike T. You know this is only part one, right, Mike T?
Oh, you know what? This is cool. I could go for part two.
Right. All right. We're going to go part two. You know I'm going to cross over later into Just Talk About It 2012, but it's a pleasure to have you, Mike T, man. Much love to you, man. Thank you for dropping in. Thanks for just talking about it right here on Team Lion.
Thank you for having me on. You know I enjoy every minute. Thank you.
Man, I can't thank you enough. I can't thank Mike T enough. We're going to replay this interview on smacktongue.com tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific, as well as discuss other topics, man. Y'all don't want to miss it. join me. I love each and every one of you all. Thank you. And until next time, it's your boy Michael Lane saying peace, love, and keep doing.